To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hey, news listeners, we are back in time for your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 3rd of February. Yes, it's a brand new month, 2022. Here comes the best technology news that's been going on over the past few days, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Now we'll start off with some news that was a few days ago, but just in case you haven't heard about it, you know the once-a-day word game? Yeah, it's kind of become popular, you know, no ad subscriptions. Heck, it didn't even have its own app. Well, all of that might change now that the New York Times has bought it. That game being Wordly. Now, if you're unfamiliar with the game, you actually have 6 chances to guess a 5-letter word. And of course, you got clues that are offered for correct letter guesses. Now, the New York Times didn't exactly say why they decided to buy the thing. We also have no idea if it's going to remain ad-free or even completely free for much longer. So if you're actually addicted to this game, I'd say enjoy the ad-free experience while it lasts. Hey, speaking of while it lasts, those BlackBerry patents. Well, now that basically BlackBerry is dead, you know, since they ended support for all of its legacy devices, the only thing pretty much left up for grabs is all its patents. And because of this, Catapult IP Innovations, yeah, they've decided to step in to the tune of $600 million. Now, under the deal, BlackBerry will be selling its patents related not just to mobile devices, but also messaging and wireless networking. Now, actually, BlackBerry will still retain the license to these patents, and even some of BlackBerry's current employees will actually move over to Catapult. Now, in the BlackBerry statement, they actually said Catapult was created as a special purpose vehicle and continue the BlackBerry legacy, whatever that is. Of course, the deal isn't completely sealed yet, but there doesn't seem to be any objections why the deal wouldn't go forward. Multi-account containers. Those of you who use Firefox are familiar with this. That add-on actually launched in 2017. Well, now it looks like Mozilla is ready to combine its multi-account containers add-on with its own VPN service. The reason being, well, if you use the add-on with Mozilla's VPN, it actually has a big advantage. The ability to hide your location across containers. They're saying you can connect each of your online personas with a different server. For those who do a lot of traveling, yeah, it would be kind of helpful. You can actually check your online bank account from home and use that add-on to browse for local shops in one tab and manage your finances in another. Now, of course, the Mozilla VPN will do pretty much what a VPN does, except with containers, take it to the next level, making it harder for servers to track you based where you're accessing a site from. And finally, are you not going to Facebook so much? Well, you wouldn't be alone. Looks like daily users for Facebook has actually dropped. And it would be the first time it ever happened. Oh, we all know Facebook's user growth up and up and up and up and up, especially when the pandemic started. It really took off. But reported last Wednesday, seems the daily users globally has declined about 20%. And as you can probably guess, Facebook stock, it also went, wiping out roughly $200 billion in market value. Ouch. Now, if you get right down to the nitty-gritty of numbers, is it a huge drop? Eh, not really. The drop actually is 1.92 billion daily users from 1.93 billion daily users. Now, Meta, the company that owns Facebook and Instagram and other stuff I'm sure we've yet to see, is saying that this is probably the increasing lack of relevance with the young people. They also seem to hint that young people are more on Instagram now than Facebook, though Meta doesn't actually break out any Instagram user numbers, so that's pure speculation at this point. If you got a story and no one else is listening, send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website located at britishtechnetwork.com is where you can support this show. Yes, we are calling on you for your generosity once again to keep the news show alive. I say it time and time again, without your help, we cannot do this show. So please, for literally as little as a cup of coffee per month, you could do your part in keeping this show alive. So head to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. And thank you so much for your help and support. You can also, of course, find British Tech Network on Facebook. That is, if you're still going to Facebook, at British Tech Network. Of course, we're still on Twitter at British Tech. And definitely the place you need to hang out is our Slack room with our BTN community. We'd love for you to be a part of the fun today, so join us now at britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back, of course, again for your Friday edition tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting this show.